Bilam's prophecies are rich, dense, and enigmatic. One in particular was emphasized recently in 2025 when the war with Iran took its name from Bilam's words, "A people like a lion," Am Kelavi. What does this phrase mean? What kind of people are like a lion? What does this mean for our identity as Israel? And what use of power does Bilam's analogy suggest? The words appear in Bilam's second parable, delivered at Sde Tzofim. And he took up his parable and said, "Behold, a people rises like a lion, Lavi, lifts itself up like a lion, Ari. It shall not lie down until it eats prey and drinks the blood of the slain." The metaphor of a lion rising immediately conjures up violence and physical power. Some midrashim lean into this and understand Bilam is prophesizing about his own and the Midianites' future military defeat at the hands of Israel. For example, Midrash Tanchuma says the following, "It shall not lie down until it eats prey. This is Bilam, and drinks the blood of the slain. These are the kings of Midian." Another midrash notices the connection between Bilam's prophecy and the Shema. Bilam said, "Rises, lie down," while the verses of the Shema, in a perfect chiastic echo, read, "When you lie down and when you rise." In this picture, the lion metaphor represents a kind of spiritual power that comes from Israel's zealousness in declaring God's sovereignty. Midrash Tanchuma says the following, "When they arise from their sleep, they stand like lions, eagerly seizing the recitation of the Shema and declaring the sovereignty of the Holy Blessed One. They become lions and set out for worldly affairs, for commerce. If one encounters any obstacle, or if destructive forces come to harm one of them, he declares the sovereignty of the Holy One. It shall not lie down until he eats prey. When he says the Lord is one, the destructive forces are consumed before him. They whisper after him, 'Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever,' and flee. And he is supported by the merit of the recitation of the Shema, from the guardians of the day to the guardians of the night. And when he comes to sleep, he entrusts his spirit into the hand of the Holy One and says, 'Into your hands I entrust my spirit.' And when he awakens, he declares the sovereignty of the Holy One. The guardians of the night hand him over to the guardians of the day. As it says, 'My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning.' Watchmen for the morning. Therefore, Bilam says, 'There is no nation like this.'" According to this midrash, our early and late Shema recitations give us the lion-like spiritual might that scares away the forces of darkness. In complete contrast to the military interpretation of the prophecy, these interpretations understand the verse as referring to Israel's spiritual work. These two interpretive paths channel the description of Israel into two opposite directions. On the one hand, a path of physical warfare on the battlefield and the use of physical force. On the other, a path of spiritual conduct that requires effort in the realm of daily life. However, most human circumstances do not occupy one extreme or the other, but are found in the middle or in the multiplicity, a state of both and. The Midrashim seem to be offering a choice between a life devoid of physical power, in which there is ongoing spiritual engagement, and a life entirely consumed by physical power and nothing else. But the lives of individuals and of nations are complex. Sometimes physical strength is needed to sustain a spiritual, moral, and responsible public sphere, and sometimes spirit is needed to summon physical strength that can be channeled in a responsible and moral manner. Is there really such a stark dividing line between these two approaches? Rabbi Samuel Raphael Hirsch offers an integration of these two poles. He writes as follows, Jacob Israel does not need the wisdom of our seers, nor does he need divination. He is secure in his future. He has no need for sorcery. Through other means, he will become master of his destiny. He will not fight to secure his external standing as a nation among nations, as a national power against other national powers. Rather, behold, a people. He will fulfill his internal social mission, walk humbly with his God, and conduct his own unique way of life. By virtue of the deeds he performs as a people, he will be bold as a leopard and courageous as a lion towards the outside world. And through these traits, he will overcome the world. Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch opens his commentary by stating that the verse marks a goal and the way to achieve it. The goal is for Israel to become master of its own destiny. In fact, he views the verses as a discussion of Israel's unique means to achieve this goal. According to Rabbi Hirsch, the verse indicates means through which Israel will become a people with external standing, as an equal among nations, as a national power among other national powers. Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch also charts a direction for this effort. Inward. It is not always intuitive to think that internal development yields an empowering effect outward. However, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch clarifies that by virtue of the deeds he performs as a people, those very deeds the nation performs within its internal social sphere, he will be bold as a leopard and courageous as a lion towards the outside world. Internal conduct strengthens the people and establishes them as a powerful overall. Here, we find a language different from both interpretive directions we have seen so far. Not just physical strength in battle, not just individual spiritual effort, but a combination. Once the goal has been defined and the direction of effort described, Rabbi Hirsch characterizes the necessary deeds. This is neither battlefield warfare nor exclusively spiritual activity, but an action that integrates theology and people. It is the fulfillment of a social mission born out of an awareness that we walk under God humbly and possess a unique path. We must work to build a model society from which its strength flows, spiritually, theologically, and physically. There is a unification around religious goals, walking humbly with God while maintaining a unique way of life, and this provides a dimension and scope that carry power, might, and courage. Before us is a peoplehood that holds a spiritual dimension, and from that flows its strength in the family of nations as well. The verse, according to Rabbi Hirsch, says that in order to be master of our fate, we must fulfill our unique social and theological internal mission. This interpretation insists on seeing beyond the spiritual alone and beyond war alone. In his interpretation, Rabbi Hirsch echoes the words of the prophet Micha, which we read in the Haftarah for Shabbat of Balak. He has told you, O human, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, only to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Perhaps when we have done this, we can rise like a lion. Shabbat Shalom.